785 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows, Pedro Gibert and others. It is false, as all travelers positively assert, that Spanish dollars are current all over Africa. Their value doubtless differs in different parts of the coast, depending on how much the inhabitants may need other articles. And the money was buried. How is it that it remains hidden to this very day, with a fleet of British vessels on the coast? How is it that it is still in possession of the natives, despite the powerful arms of the British Navy, led by Captain Henry D. Trotter? Why also were the watch, the wash basin, and the dressing case, all of significant value, never discovered? Gentlemen, I have never, in the whole course of my practice, heard of anything that appeared so utterly like moonshine as these stories that have been told to you. I do not say they are so, but they may be, for all we know to the contrary. Do you believe, gentlemen, that Captain Trotter ever thought this money was taken piratically? It was said the money belonged to Mr. Peabody, and if so, would it not have been in Captain Trotter's interest to have found it? He would have undoubtedly received a large reward upon its restoration to the owner, and also a reward from his government for having captured a pirate. Quentin tells you that he supposes the money was taken and sent to the Treasury of the Navy. You must be aware that this would never have been the case. It would, as prize money, have been divided among the crew. Proceeding on this point, gentlemen, I shall endeavor to show you that a good and honest logbook was taken, along with the other papers, from on board the Panda, and was either destroyed or remains in the hands of Captain Trotter. Quentin also tells us of an American flag or ensign that was found on board the schooner. Why, I would ask, has it never been produced, along with the many trifling articles taken from Captain Gibert? These stories remind me of nothing so much as some old wives' legends or tales of the nursery about pots of money buried or a treasure at the end of the rainbow. I put it to you, gentlemen, whether it would be consistent with your duty to take the lives of 12 men on such grounds.